When you're up here balancing on the high wire, let's just say you really need to watch your step. I mean, really watch it. Because putting my foot a fraction of an inch this way or that way decides whether I'm going to end my day in triumph or in traction. If you're afraid your Christian walk could end up the same way, stay with us for today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
Philip had been involved in adultery several times over the last few years. He'd come from a home where his own parents had what had been called an open marriage. They both often brought other people home to their house when he was a child, and what they did was no secret. Neither of his parents expressed love for him, so now, years later, here he is as a grown man, and he was scared to death. He said, "I'm afraid I'm going to fall into that lifestyle and live that way over and over again." He said, "I don't want to, but everywhere I turn, temptation is in front of me." You know, his outlook is not uncommon, but he was given more credit to the enemy than he deserves. Satan can't make a Christian sin, but an attitude like Philip's will lead to sin if it's not adjusted to God's truth. Remember this about your own sins. The Bible says God is able to keep you from stumbling. Don't focus on your sin. Focus on Jesus Christ each moment. He alone is your victory.
The Bible teaches ways you can develop a strategy for spiritual survival. Steve McVeigh spells out the details in his booklet called Sink or Swim. Call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for your free copy. Just mention that title, Sink or Swim, when you call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 or make your request online at www.gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.